Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. All of us have a purpose in life, and regardless of how we have strayed from that purpose, God can restore us. His Word tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and how He knew us before the world was formed. With this in mind, today Deborah talks with Judy Norris and Michelle Feliciano about God's intimate knowledge for each of us. Now, with more, here's Deborah Ross.
Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." Thank you for listening to Choose Life. I'm Deborah Ross, and today I have with me Michelle Feliciano. Michelle, how are you doing?
Hey, Deborah. How are you? I'm great.
Good. And I also have Judy Norris. Judy, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Deborah. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm so excited. Michelle and Judy are really good friends of mine and powerful women of God. And so we're just going to have a little conversation today about really God having His hand on us from even before we were ever born, and how He orchestrates our life, and how we think so many times that we're either hiding from God, or maybe that God's hiding from us, or that, you know, sometimes I think we all kind of wonder, you know, what am I here for?
Yeah.
You know, and so we're going to talk about just, you know, how this scripture verse works in each of our lives today. So, Michelle, yeah. I'm going to start with you.
All right.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm great.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is one of your favorite passages of scripture. So maybe you can just start out by telling me why this scripture verse means so much to you.
This was actually one of the first scripture verses I got when I got saved. Somebody had said, "You really need to read Psalms 139, because I was struggling.
Yeah.
I was struggling with what I was before Christ and trying to figure out how to get to what I was before, to the direction where I was going to be a new creation.
Yeah.
My struggles growing up were interesting. I had two parents in the home, a father in the home, a mom in the home, and I was the oldest of four siblings. We never really lacked for anything, mm-hmm. but we grew up quite differently than the average family.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
We were very, very poor. Mm-hmm. We grew up in a very lower income community, mm-hmm. where our family was the minority. My father was a really hard worker. My mom, too, although she got stricken with an illness about the age of 15, she came down with a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the pain that she was in, she developed an addiction to pain medication.
Mm-hmm. So there was addiction in the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And an absent father in the sense of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, worked hard, always provided for us. We had our basic needs, nothing ever beyond that, but mm-hmm. the basic needs. So trying to understand and grasp the concept of Christianity and having a father who is a loving God who we cannot see was a difficult concept for me. So when I read Psalms 139, I studied it
mm-hmm.
and had to embrace the fact that regardless of where we come from and regardless of what we were born into, that God's faithfulness is true, and that He picked those family members for us. Yeah. He chose mm-hmm. those parents for me. And it gave me an opportunity to embrace where I come from, mm-hmm. To develop a strong forgiveness for my parents, mm-hmm. And begin to pray them into the kingdom. So I'm still doing that.
Good.
And I believe that was the part about that you read that really hits me is that he is familiar with all of my ways.
Yeah.
So even those things about me that I try to hide, whether good or bad, he's familiar with them.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can keep from him, and he rejoices in us, mm-hmm. even in our hardships and our shortcomings. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just awesome to know that everything that God did was intentional.
Absolutely.
And it's because I am who I am today, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Now, Judy, what about you? What does this passage say to you?
Well, Deborah, I believe my most favorite part of this passage is the fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
We are all so fearfully and wonderfully made. And I believe that when we grasp a hold of that, we not only allow God to empower us, but we are able to go out and empower other women. We all have our stories. We all have our backgrounds. And we can choose to stay in that place, or we can choose to come out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we have to do. We're all in different seasons of our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we have to see where we are and where we've come from. And first of all, we have to make a decision to come from that. Once we do that and we come from that, our job is to empower other women. Our job is to allow them to see what God has done in our lives and help them along their journey.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think one thing that's very dysfunctional about our culture today is that women love empowering each other. We love helping each other, but we don't always, first of all, get our lives right with Christ.
Amen.
And make everything right as far as, you know, knowing the Word of God and knowing how to help somebody in a righteous way.
Amen.
Yes. Too often we, you know, get involved with helping people in unrighteous ways.
That's it.
You know, well, honey, if I was you, this is what I would do.
Oh, yes.
You know, so to understand where we came from and to go through the forgiveness process of, you know, if there's somebody in our past, whether it be our parents or, you know, another family member or a school teacher, whoever it was mm-hmm. that hurt us, you know, maybe a spouse, learning to forgive and learning to let God's word work in our lives so that we have a testimony to share with other people and we can help other people because God does have a plan for us. We were created in his image and for his purposes.
Yes.
We were fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's womb with a destiny.
Absolutely.
God had a destiny in mind for each of us. And that includes not just us three, but that includes every woman, every mm-hmm. man has a destiny and a purpose.
Yes. I think we have to believe and understand and teach the Word of God mm-hmm. and not our opinions.
That's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes mm-hmm. as women, we get caught up in mm-hmm. our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful with that because our opinions can break people and hurt people.
They can.
But the Word of God will never break a person or hurt a person. It will empower them.
Yes, that's right, Judy. When you think about our words and how powerful our words are and how so often we use our words in ways we shouldn't use them.
We just throw
words out there. But words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything we know with the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let there be, and there was.
Mm-hmm.
So as women, we need to learn how to fashion our words according to God's way.
That's right.
According to God's words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, talk to me about this hiding from God and him revealing to you that there's no place that you can hide. I mean, he knows where we are.
Well, I think that growing up the way I grew up, one of the biggest hide and seek games I played was with myself.
Yeah.
I was an overachiever because of where I come from. Where I grew up in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and there was a neighborhood there. And if you came from that neighborhood, you were destined for jail. You were destined for a lifestyle of crime. You were destined, you would never actually get out. They called it the jungle. You were never going to leave. So what I did was I hid from where I came from and overachieved in school. Captain the cheerleading squad, was in show choir, I sang, I danced, I won beauty pageants. I did everything I could to push away my reality. And when I became a Christian, I realized that, as crazy as this may seem, Deborah, my reality has caused me to be able to glorify God through my now current reality, which is that He can take anything that is broken, anything, and restore it to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think as women, we're so afraid to be real.
Yes.
We're so afraid to be honest and say, you know, this is where I come from. This is what I'm struggling with, or this is what was in my life, that we even in our Christian walk hide from what. And I, you know what, the greatest thing I think it is, the greatest expression of that is we're so fearful about the approving of man.
The approval of man.
Yeah, that's it. The approval of man and not God approval.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when we're hiding from ourselves and we're hiding from truth, we're really hiding from God. But and then the essence says from the scripture, there's no way that we can. I mean, we can't hide from God.
Mm-mm.
We can't. So, yeah, that's so I'm excited about not being not having to hide.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing about me is that I think from some things that I suffer from, you know, early on in my life as a child, you begin to wear these labels.
Yeah.
These self-imposed labels.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you hide from being who you really are.
Yeah.
Because the devil has put these labels on you and you accept them as being truth. And God wants to use you the way you really are.
Just the way you are.
Just the way you are, you know? And even today, I mean, you know, I've been a Christian for 20-something years. I know the Word of God, but even today, the enemy will come in and try to oppress me with these labels.
Yes.
And I have to say, no, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. That's not for me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of the King.
That's right.
You know, and my daddy is proud of me.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So, so Judy, just talk to me about your daddy, your heavenly father, being proud of you.
Oh, Deborah, he's always so proud of us. My story was a little different. I hid, too, but I hid the things that went on in our home. We were never supposed to talk about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was... you know, I had low self-esteem, and it took my daddy, my heavenly father, to show me that there was a different way and that he could deliver. Mm-hmm. He was a delivering and a restoring God, and that is exactly what he did for me, even though I didn't always have the perfect relationship with my earthly father.
Mm-hmm.
My heavenly father has allowed me to realize that he is always and will always not only be there for me, but to be there for all of his children.
Awesome. Yes.
All the time.
Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knew us even before the foundations of the world. He knew us. He knew all about us, all about our parts, all about our, you know, even the things that we desire. You know, He wants to give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
And those desires were put in us by God, those deep desires.
Yes.
And so, you know, really, the world tries to push us down and tries to label us and tries to, you know, tell us what we can and cannot do.
Yes.
But God says, sure you can.
Yes.
You're my daughter. You're my son. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I love you. And I have good plans for you, plans to prosper you and do you good and not to do you harm. He's a good God.
Yes.
Amen.
We serve an awesome God.
Yes. We serve an awesome God. We sure do. I've been talking with Michelle Feliciano and Judy Norris, two wonderful friends of mine who are fearfully and wonderfully made. And for more on how you can be all that God's called you to be, go to my website at deborahrossministries.org for more encouragement.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to deborahrossministries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at deborahrossministries.org.